Thank you, Matthew. Our last batch of news items in part one has a distinct sporting flavour. Pride of place goes to Norfolk tennis ace Alfie Hewitt, who wins at the USA Tennis Championships. Then a lucky golfer wins a car with a hole in one, and a local weightlifter has her eyes set on the next Olympics. Cricket has its place too, as a statue to cricketer W.G. Grace is placed in the new development, which replaces the old county cricket ground in Lakenham. Finally, the Norfolk County Football Association honours its volunteers of the year. Alfie Hewitt completed a US Open double as he added the doubles title alongside Gordon Reid to the singles victory he had claimed just hours earlier. Hewitt took his Grand Slam tally to 9 when the former City Norwich pupil partnered Reid to a win over reigning French Open champions Gustavo Fernandez and Shingo Kunida at Louis Armstrong Stadium. Just 3 hours earlier, Hewitt avenged his 2017 US Open final defeat to Stefan Houdet with a win over the Frenchman. Hewitt from Cantley said, "I'm incredibly proud to win double back-to-back titles. It was tough out there in singles, with going to 2 tie breaks and saving big points in both sets. To quickly have to bounce back and perform from a set down in the doubles shows grit and determination. Not just from me, but grit and determination we have as a team. To come away as a champion both times makes all the hard work worth it." Hewitt and Reid are now 6-time Grand Slam doubles champions, together having achieved hat-tricks at both Wimbledon and the US Open.
Hitting a hole-in-one is an achievement most golfers can only dream of. But Joey Bassey has now recorded 2 aces, with his latest effort earning him a £15,000 car. The 61-year-old from Great Yarmouth won the prize at a Macmillan Charity Golf Day at Great Yarmouth and Caister Golf Club. Mr. Bassey, who has a handicap of 9, left his playing partner stunned after his tee shot rolled into the hole on the par 3, 12th green. With his current car having been taken into a garage for repairs a number of months ago, Mr. Bassey said the prize couldn't have come at a better time. Mr. Bassey won the latest model of the Mazda 2 Skyactiv thanks to Wright's Mazda dealership. The 61-year-old will get the keys to his new car within the next 4 weeks. Organiser of the charity golf day, Brian McDonnell, said news of the hole-in-one spread around the course in no time. He thanked everybody for their participation, with the event raising $6,550 for Macmillan Cancer Support.
With her 5-foot, 1-inch frame and 9-to-5 job, Amy Williams' favoured pastime may well come as a surprise. However, it may also prove the thing that takes her to the Olympic Games next summer. Miss Williams, who by day works at Aviva, is busy training in hopes of competing in the Olympics in Tokyo at the next Games. Her chosen event? Weightlifting. Despite her slight appearance, Miss Williams is an accomplished weightlifter already. The 27-year-old took up the sport 5 years ago, after discovering the CrossFit style of training, which involves short bursts of a variety of different activities. After doing this for a while, she found herself getting more and more interested in the weightlifting aspect, so instead dedicated her time to that alone. She began competing in 2015 and has taken part in competition on a national level, often lifting almost twice her own body weight at a time.
A commemorative statue of a Victorian cricketer has been unveiled at the former site of a Norfolk cricket ground. Today, Hopkins Homes Grace Park development in Lakenham sits where the former Norfolk County cricket ground once stood. The ground gained prominence when one of cricket's most famous icons, William Gilbert Grace, played there in 1903 for his home county of Gloucestershire. Lakenham Cricket Club remained the home of Norfolk County cricket until 2000, when it moved its base to Horsford Cricket Club. Now a bespoke statue of W.G. Grace has been put up at the site, having been carved into cedar wood by chainsaw artist Simon O'Rourke. Simon Bryan, development director from Hopkins Homes, said, "As a local house builder, we understand how important it is to preserve the history of our local communities, whether this is in the design of our houses or as a focal point of a new development."
The people who oil the wheels of football in the county have seen their efforts acknowledged by the Norfolk FA. Some of the volunteers within Norfolk Football have been rewarded for their efforts at Norfolk County FA's annual Volunteers Award evening. After weeks of nominations and shortlistings, the event saw a host of awards presented to deserving individuals, clubs and leagues, whose tireless work ensures football is played each weekend around the county. Amongst the accolades were the Norfolk FA Long Service Awards, the FA Groundsman of the Year Award, Safeguarding Volunteer of the Year Award, and the FA and McDonald's Grassroots Football Award for the 2018-2019 season. Special guests invited to mark the occasion and take part in Q&As, as well as to present awards, were Premier League referee Kevin Friend, three-time Paralympian and England's all-time leading goalscorer David Clark, and former Norfolk under-18s captain turned professional Norwich City player Billy Johnson. Former Lioness Rachel Unnett was also scheduled to attend to discuss the rising popularity of the women's game, but unfortunately had to withdraw due to illness. Norfolk FA chairman Michael Banham commented on the success of the evening, which saw almost 200 people in attendance, and the importance of recognising such outstanding commitment to grassroots football. Well, that's all from Sophie and myself, and now it's on to part 2.